Dignity, the fourth blockade-defying boat, arrived at Gaza's port on Tuesday, carrying 1 ton of medical supplies and high-protein baby formula, in addition to a delegation of 11 pro-Palestinian international activists, journalists and academics from the London School of Economics, who advocate a boycott of Israel's universities.
We are coming to Gaza specifically for that reason, to bring students back. We are academics, we are invited to come as academics, to dramatize the fact there are so many students in Gaza who should be studying abroad and are not allowed to. We will take as many of them away as we can.
One of the activists who set sail from Cyprus on Monday night is a surgeon. She said that they succeeded in breaking the Israeli siege.
Having been refused entry along with a lot of the press, a lot of the journalists, a lot of the aid workers through Erez for the last three to four weeks, I decided to come this way so I could come in and treat the patients, see the patients that are waiting to see me.
The sudden arrival of Dignity Boat to Gaza comes as the humanitarian situation continues to deteriorate due to the tight Israeli siege and the closure of border crossings. The activists say despite Israel's threats, they will continue to send more boats until the siege is broken totally.
Even that Israel will continue threatening on us to stop the boats, we are continue going. And even that Israel will stop us, we thought to stand on the water for how long time, how long we can. Because legally Israel can't stop us. We're coming by international water directly to Gaza water. So if Israel, assuming this, they end the occupation, why should they stop us in coming to Gaza?
The pro-Palestinian activists will stay in Gaza for 3 days and will visit different educational institutions and hospitals. And at the end of their peaceful humanitarian mission, they will try to take back with them 16 stranded students who have been denied the right to attend universities outside Gaza. Israel has recently halted the 3 other boats bound for Gaza from Libya and Qatar, and the 3rd one carrying Israeli Arab activists and lawmakers from Israel. The Dignity boat has arrived again carrying more activists and medicine, while Arab regimes are silent. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, Gaza.